Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second only in Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. And we had just learned that Yosef was the favorite child, and his brothers hated him because of it, and also because he was telling him these dreams that they didn't like. And now the pasuk tells us Vayelchu Echav, and his brothers went Liras es Tzoyin Avim b'Shechem to pasture the sheep of their father in Shechem. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis Liras es Tzoyin Nokad al Es. There's dots on the word S. What does this teach us? Shaloi Halchu el Liras es Atman. They only went to indulge themselves. They went to pasture themselves, meaning to indulge themselves. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayomer Yisrael Yosef. Yisrael told Yosef, Halechecha roim b'Shechem. Your brothers, they're out pasturing in Shechem. L'chavash l'chacho aleihem. Go and I'm going to send you to them. Vayomer lo, and he told him, Hineni, here I am. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel Hineni l'shein anava uzriza. So this is an expression of humility and alacrity. In his dars l'mitzvos aviv, he hurried to go do the command of his father. But afal pishay yedeh be'echav shesayin nisay. Even though he knew that his brothers hated him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer lo, and he told him, Lechna re'eis shleim achecha v'shleim atzayin. Go now and see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the sheep. And meaning, how are they doing? V'hashiveni davar, and bring back to me their word. V'hashlochem emek chevron, and he sent him from the emek of Chevron, from the valley of Chevron, Vayavai Shechem, and he came to Shechem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Me'emek Chevron. Rashi asks, Valei Chevron Bahar. Chevron's on the mountain, it's not in a valley. Shemar says, Vayalu Banegev, and they had to ascend to the south, Vayavai Chevron, and they came to Chevron. So, Elo, what do we learn from here? Me'emek Chevron, Me'etza Amuka Shal Oisei Tzadik Akavar B'Chevron. We're talking about the deep advice of that Tzadik that's buried in Chevron, referring to Avram Avinu, Lekayma Shenemar La'Avram Bin Abasarim Kigeria Zaracha, and this is the beginning of that which was told to Avram Avinu at the Bris Aminan Habasarim that his children are going to end up being slaves for 400 years, and this is the beginning of that whole story. Vayavai Shechem, and he came to Shechem. Makai Muchan Lepuranus. Shechem is a place that bad things happen. Sham Kilkul HaShvatim, that's where the Shvatim messed up. Sham Inu is Dina, that's where Dina was violated. And Sham Nechel Kamachos Beis David, that's where the kingdom of Beis David was split. Shenemar says, Vayel Chavam Shechem. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayim Tzaeu Ish, and a man found him. Vihine Soya Basada, he was wandering in the field. Vayishaleu Ish Lemer Matvakesh, and the man asked him, what are you looking for? Vayemar, he said, Esachayanachim Vakesh, I'm looking for my brothers. Hagidon Ali, Efahim Raim, please tell me where they're pasturing. Vayemarish, and the man said, Nasu Mizeh, they traveled from this. Kishamati Aimrim, I heard them saying, Nelcha Daisaino, let's go to Daisan. Vayelech Yosef Acher Echav, and Yosef went after his brothers, Vayim Sa'im B'Daisan, and he found them in Daisan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dazvav, Vayim Sa'ehu Ish. Who's this man? Is Zeh Gavriel? This is referring to the Malch Gavriel. Shenemar says, Vah Ish Gavriel. Pasuk Yodzain Rashi, Nasu Mizeh, He Siu Atma Mino Achva. They traveled from this, meaning they've traveled away from brotherhood. They're not like your brothers anymore. Nelcha Daisaino, Levakish Lecha Nichli Dasais. What's Daisaino? They went to seek out against you legal pretext how to harm you, Shemisucha Bahem, so they can kill you. Fipshute, the simple understanding is, Shemakamhu. This is the name of a place, it's called Daisan, Vein Mikri Yotzim Dei Pshutai. It wouldn't take away the simple understanding of the Pasuk. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Vayir Oisem Erachik, they saw him from afar, Ubaterim Yikrav Aleim, this is before he got close to them, Vaisnaklu Oisel Amisoi, and they plotted against him to kill him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, Vaisnaklu Nismalu Nicholim Varmumios, they were filled with conspiracies and cunningness. Oisei Kemai Itoi Imai Klemer, meaning to say a love toward him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Vayem Rishal Elchiv, man said to his brother, Hine Baal Chalemis Halazeba, see the dreamer's coming. Va'atal Chuvin Argeu, let's go and kill him. V'nashlicheu Bachad Abayres, and throw him into one of the pits. V'almarnu, we're going to say, Chayra Chalasu, a wild beast ate him. V'nira Mayu Chalamaisav, and let's see what's going to be with his dreams. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yates, V'nira Mayu Chalamaisav. Amr Yitzchak, he says, Mikra Ze Omer, this Pasuk is telling us, Darsheni, you have to explain me. Why is that? Because the Pasuk tells us, let's kill him, and then it says, let's see what's going to be with his dreams. And we're not supposed to read it sarcastically. We could read it sarcastically or facetiously, and let's go see what's going to be with his dreams. But that's not the way to read it. We read it simple. Let's kill him and let's see what's going to be with his dreams. Well, if you're going to kill him, so how are you going to see what's going to be with his dreams? That's how we have to understand the pasuk. So Ruach HaKadosh Amar's kin, it's really Ruach HaKadosh saying this. Heim Oimim V'Nargeu, they said, let's kill him. V'Kasim Messiah in the pasuk, which is Hashem, is concluding, V'Nir Mayu Chalamaisav, we're going to see what's going to be with his dreams. Nir Dvar Miyakum, let's see whose words are going to come true. Oishel Hachem, is it going to be yours? Oishelie, or mine? And now Rashi just concludes explaining why we have to say it that way. V'Yef Shoshem Ruhem V'Nir Mayu Chalamaisav, it can't be that they said V'Nir Mayu Chalamaisav, as we said, Shemikim Shargu, if they're going to kill him, Batu Chalamaisav, of course nothing's going to be with his dreams, and they weren't saying it sarcastically. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chavalev, Vayishma Ruven. Ruven heard Vayatzilei Miyadam, and he saved him from their hands. Vayomer, he said, Loina Kanu Nafesh, we are not going to kill a soul. We are not going to kill him. Vayomer Aleim Ruven. Ruven said to them, Al Tishpichu Dam, do not spill blood. Hashlichu Oisayel Abar Azah Ashar Midbar, throw him into this pit which is in the Midbar. Vyad Al Tishlichu Bay, and do not stretch out a hand against him. And the reason why I said this is Laman Hitzel Oisim Miyadam, in order to save him from their hands, Lashib El Aviv, to bring him back to his father. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavbez. Laman Hitzel Oisay, Recha Kodesh Yidal Ruven Shaloi Amar Zais El Hatzel Oisay. Recha Kodesh is giving Ados testimony about Ruven that the only reason why he said this is to be able to save him. Shiavai Huva Yalam Isham, that he's going to come back later and take him out of the pit. Amar, he said, Ani Bachar Vagal Shabakulan. I'm the Bachar, I'm the oldest. Loyatal Asirchan Elabi. I'm going to be the one that's blamed if something bad happens to him, so that's why he stuck up for Yosef and he intended to save Yosef. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the third Aliyah to see what happened to Yosef in the end. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.